Hello and welcome everyone. This is Darius Barzani and you're tuning in to the Wealth Revolution. I am so excited to have everybody here. We have so many people packing in on the line for the intention session. As you probably could hear everybody, it looks like the line was kind of open there. And I am just so pleased that everybody's here. We've had some amazing stories and things happening because of the intention circle. Amazing things that people have told us.
Sorry about the line quality there. I just fixed it. About what's happening because they're part of this. So let's just get started. Let's experience this. Let's know that every time we do it, the energy of the circle grows. It becomes more powerful. And what I do is I actually elevate your level of awareness each time I do the intention circle. So we're going to take it another notch. This is kind of like going to the gym and strengthening your ability and your powers to send energy. It'll take us about 6 minutes. And for those of you that are new, this is what we do every day, 10 minutes before the call. And we send energy to the world and to our loved ones and even to Mother Earth. All right, so I actually just got back from an invigorating walk and a workout, so I am full of energy, and I'm going to just calm myself down, and I'd invite all of you to just release and just slow down your energy, but yet at the same time, heighten your power. You know, sometimes power is in the silence. It's in that total beingness when you just know there's that silent part of you, like the silent water on a lake, on a glassy lake, that's so powerful and unmoved. Let's go there to that place right now. There's a stillness that we all have that never dies. It's been around for centuries. It's us. It's our immortal self. It's the self that will never leave us, will never hurt us. It's seen so many things. It is all powerful. Let's find that spot. All right. Now, let's do this. Anything that has been holding you back from being able to really tap into your power, your intention, your ability to send energy, let's just take a deep breath in. And as we release, we just let that go. Let go of all blocks. And from that immortal part of you, let's just make this intention that it's going to grow right now and today. This immortal part of us, this all-powerful part, is growing right now. And let's triple the size of that part, our awareness of that part, as we bring it into our conscious reality. Where is it? Is it in your heart? Is it in your small of your back? Is it just around your body? And from that part of us, let's just fill it with love. Imagine if we're filling up a giant, beautiful, crystal, huge glass, a chalice full of love. Let's just fill it and overfill that part. And as it overfills and begins to flood that part, we see it now spilling over to our entire body. Feel it all over your body, your cells, your mitochondria, your organelles, the space in around your cells. And now we're so full of love. Let's send that intention energy to people in our community that need that love. And that community could be the world community. It could be your local community. Just send it to anybody around your space in this infinite universe that needs love. Very good. And it's that fast. We can do it that fast. Now let's do this. Let's seal the circle. We always put a shield around the circle. This is something I do every day as we work with energy on these calls. You should also make it part of your daily practice, is to seal the circle so that only high vibrational, high energy, love or above energy can come in. And let's now send intention energy to everybody in the circle. Everybody in the circle, receive it right now. Wow. Oh, boy. We are so connected all over the planet. I can feel it. Oh, that was amazing. Okay, let's send this energy now that we've taken back in. Let's send it to our country, the country wherever you live, be it France, be it England, be it Mongolia, be it the United States, be it Canada, be it Thailand. We have people in over 100 countries, 89,000 people in the circle as of today, 89,669 people. And let's send that intention energy to our world leaders, to the people in our countries who are making decisions, and let's make sure that we send them that love energy so their decisions are conscious and in the best interest of the people of the planet and Mother Earth. Let's send them that energy right now. Wow, very good. Now let's send that energy to Mother Earth. Let's send it right now to Mother Earth on the count of three. One, two, three. We're sending it. All right, let's double that energy that we send to Mother Earth just by simply having the intention to double it. We've doubled it. Now let's send 10 times that energy. 10 times. It happens that fast. Now let's receive back energy from Mother Earth. On the count of three, we are going to receive back Mother Earth's loving energy, this centuries and centuries and millennia old energy that is nurturing us, that's supporting our life, our planet, everything we are, that's nurtured us as children, the sun that's nurtured us when we were growing up, the beautiful rains that have kept our lands lush and fed us, and the beautiful soil. Let's just receive love back from every part of that right now. Wow. Beautiful. All right. Stay in this place. We're going to be starting in about 3 minutes with Bert Goldman. And I will be putting everybody on hold. We have some beautiful music. Everybody loves the music, so hold tight. And I'll be back, and it's going to be an incredible session. Much love, everyone. And let me know what you felt on this call. Let me know the experience you had, what you felt. And let everybody know on the site uwealthrevolution.com/now about what we're doing with Bert Goldman. We've got some incredible exercises. We're going to be delving into the quantum. We're going to be talking about how everybody has a twin self, possibly, and how you can download new skills and talents and create a new reality through that quantum. And we have an incredible guest. So hold tight, and we'll be starting real soon. And this is Darius Barazande, and you're tuning into the UWealth Revolution Shift 2012. And I was just on the other line speaking with Bert Goldman. We've got an incredible session here today, and some of the things we're going to cover, including an amazing exercise that we're going to be doing towards the end of this call that is going to really connect you to your quantum self and help you really understand a little more of what we're going to be teaching. All of that is coming up, so this is the time to totally let your friends and family know about what we're doing. Post on the blog uwealthrevolution.com/now, N-O-W, and share on Facebook sharing. Say, Bert Goldman's here, we're going to be quantum jumping, and we're going to be getting a little taste of some of that. So come share. You never know when one thing you do could change someone's life. And part of the reason I do that with everybody here is because I believe you are powerful, and I believe you all are teachers and messengers. So I always say, like, share the message, because that's what I do. You help me do that, and you share the space with me and Bert, because I believe we're all common kin here. We're all here for a reason. We're kind of all unique from the outside world. We're a little bit different, and that's why we all love each other, and that's why this is a great place where we all come together and we create our destiny. And that's really what this call is about, is creating your destiny and resetting your prosperity blueprint, your happiness blueprint, your life blueprint, so that you can live your life out in a state of effortless abundance. And what would it be like if you could go in and you could download a new life program or a new set of skills or a new understanding of yourself from the quantum field? And what if that was already available to you? Well, you're going to hear all of that. Now, Bert Goldman is finally known to his fans as the American Monk. He's a world-renowned meditation master, spiritual coach, and truly a mind power expert. I've seen Bert literally take away pain in a video like that. It was the most incredible thing in the world that I'd seen. And he has dedicated his life to helping people find their inner guidance and their self-esteem in their own lives. He also is always working to better himself. Now, to Bert, age is never an excuse to stop living. Bert is 83 years old, and just like any other person his age, he relishes in peace and quiet. He loves spending time with his grandchildren. He enjoys nothing more than sitting down to a good book. But he's also an accomplished author, artist, photographer, and musician. In fact, the last time Bert was on, he went into the quantum field, pulled out a quantum self that was a very good singer or that had that ability, came back and sang Sinatra and played it for us on the call. And that was something he'd never done before, and he just picked it up. So he's going to celebrate his 84th birthday. Actually, he did in September 2011. So I want to make sure we get his age right. But we're going to be talking about how you can create a lifetime of prosperity and happiness. Bert said this: if the global recession was King Kong, I'd look him straight in the eye and say, "You can't scare me." You're going to understand on this call how to become a money magnet, how to regain control of your financial system, how to master the concept of the law of attraction and realign your wealth consciousness, and learn the techniques that will manifest your desires to change your life forever. And so we are going to play with that. Bert, I am so happy to have you here. I want to talk about the twin cells. I want to talk about all of the physics behind this. I want to talk about alternative and bubble universes. And we've got tons of questions coming in. Bert, welcome back to the UWealth Revolution Shift 2012.
Well, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure. And
well,
you did get... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just said everybody was so excited last time, and I'm so excited. So we are just so glad to have you and welcome.
Well, thank you. What can I tell you? There is so much, and we only have an hour, whereas if we had a week, I might get a portion of it in. But let's get the basics in anyway. What would you like me to talk about at this time?
Well, you know, it seems like what we're intuiting from the group and what we're hearing is that, you know, even in our group here, I would say we're very similar. We're very different than most people, but, you know, 7 out of 10 people in this group are telling me the same thing, that they're worried about their money situation, what's going on, how are they going to create abundance, how are they going to create the life that they want. And, you know, you've said, well, I'm not worried about all of this because I've learned how to tap into that power of being a money magnet, that power of using attraction. I mean, what do you have to say to those people? And then maybe more specifically, what advice?
Well, one of the problems that I've seen with this business of attraction, the law of attraction, so to speak, which is so popular since that book, The Secret, came out, that people neglect two things, basically. One is that the law of attraction works. It's always working. However, what people don't address is the fact that we attract the negative as well as the positive. We're always attracting. And this goes back to the basis of gravity. The basic tenet of gravity is that greater mass attracts a lesser mass. Now, that we know. That's science. we know that the moon has a tremendous attraction, a tremendous pull on the Earth. It can literally lift the ocean 6-7 feet in some places, more. An immense, a weight beyond imagining. That we know. We know that the Earth is attracted to the sun. We know these things. Well, what we don't address is the fact that people also have an attraction. Now, a person is a whole lot smaller than the moon, so the attraction is less. But everything attracts. The mosquito has mass, and it has a certain attraction, a very, very minute type of attraction. Mm-hmm. Now, the key to getting the right things is to learn how to enhance that attraction, enhance the gravitational pull, let's say, of that attraction, and to attract the positive. And therein lies the rub, so to speak. What causes us to attract the positive and the negative? We all know people who are no smarter than we are, and yet they have everything. And we all know people who are rather stupid who seem to have everything, and we probably know a few people who are brilliant and have nothing. So intelligence really has nothing to do with it. What is it? What is it that that causes this? What is it that causes some people to reside in the gutters, so to speak, metaphorically speaking, and another one in the clouds? I have been looking at this and studying this and working with people for the last 40 years. Mm. That's all I do. And I believe that if I could bring it all together in one word, that word would be attitude. Your attitude is what creates this business of attracting the positive or the negative. You've heard it said, I'm sure, that give $1 million to a person with a pauper's personality, with a pauper's consciousness, a poverty consciousness, and a year later, they'll be broke again. Take $1 million away from a millionaire, and a year later, they'll have it back again. Well, that has to do with attitude, basically. Now, where do we get attitude from? Well, attitude really comes from past programming or from our upbringing. Generally, in the first octave of life, the first octave of life being from birth to 8 years of age. This is when most programs start. At a period of time where most people don't even remember anything that happened. So it's difficult to correct something when you can't even remember it. But this is what we have to do. Another thing that is very seldom addressed as to why when a person does something like a goal-setting device, in whatever concept that they're following, whatever regimen that they're following, that it works for some and it doesn't work for others, and it's seemingly they're both the same. The problem in some instances is momentum. When a person does things a certain way, bad, good, or indifferent, whatever, and they continue to build it, they build up a rhythm or a momentum. We all know what a momentum is.
Yes.
You take a snowball and roll it down a hill. By the time it reaches the bottom of the hill, the snowball could be the size of an automobile. The momentum causes these things. Well, people build up a momentum also. Let me give you an idea of how things start by going into the initial concept of quantum jumping, and that's source foundations. We all have roads in our lives with tributaries, let's say, where one road leads to another road and another road and another road, and we all have choices constantly in our life. And which choice do you make causes you to be the kind of person that you are. As an example, one of the concepts that I like to use is that of, let's say that you're 20 years old and you're invited to a New Year's Eve party. and you go to the party. And when you get to the door, the person at the door says, that'll be $20, please. You say, what do you mean $20? I was invited to this party. I know, but everybody's chipping in $20 to help pay for the food. No, 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 you say. No, that's, I'm not going to pay to go to a party I was invited to. And you leave. And you go to another party. And at the other party, you meet a lot of people, and you meet a woman, if you're a man, or a man if you're a woman, or whatever. You meet somebody, and you're kind of attracted to that person, and you go out, and you start dating, and you get married, then you have children, and you have grandchildren, and one of your children becomes a senator of the United States. Now, the source foundation for all that was a $20 bill. Because if you went to the first party and they didn't ask you for $20, you would have gone to the party and stayed there, and you wouldn't have met the person that you married. So that was a tributary in your life, a turning point, a side road, so to speak, that $20 right. bill. Now, we all have these things in our lives. We have not one, but we have hundreds, perhaps thousands of them, where you made a choice. Did you pay the $20 or did you go somewhere else? Or whatever it was. Now, how can we get back to that particular place? How can we change not our lives? I mean, you're married, you have grandchildren, one of your kids is a senator. You're not going to change that. But you can change yourself. You can change your attitude and your intentions by going back to that incident. Now, chances are you won't remember that incident. So what do we do? All right, here's how quantum jumping comes in. First of all, let me back up a bit to those who do not know what I'm talking about when I mention quantum jumping. Quantum jumping came about through the world of physics. Now, I am not a physicist. I know zero about physics. I know what the basic concept of quantum physics is, and it's not mathematical. It is the basis for what we're doing in quantum jumping. Scientifically, many quantum physicists believe that there are an infinity of universes. Bubble universes, they call them. We live in one. Not a solar system, not our galaxy, but our universe, which consists of all the galaxies, all the solar systems, all the planets, all the stars. If there are an infinity of universes, that means it's non-ending, which also means that whatever you can think of is in one of those other universes. Now, this is not my concept. This is a concept of quantum physics. I started thinking about that. Well, if that's the case, then one of those universes, I'm the King of England. In another, I'm a caveman. In another, I'm a pauper. In another, I'm homeless. In another, I'm the world's greatest vocalist. In another, I'm the world's greatest artist. Whatever you can think of is, positive and negative, is in one of those infinity of universes. All right, so far, I'm not deviating from the concept of quantum physics. Now, a lot of the quantum physicists believe in what I've just said. In an infinity of universes, whatever you can imagine is, whatever time zone is in that infinity of universes. You have a doppelganger or a twin self, a twin you. Everyone has an infinity of twin selves from every time period involved in every event that can be imagined. Okay? That's quantum. Now we leave quantum physics because quantum physicists believe that, but they also know that you can't reach it. Because it's in a bubble universe and you can't get out of your bubble. We're bound by the laws of physics. We're bound by the speed of light, as an example. we're bound by many, many laws. Okay, now we get into quantum jumping. Now, my area is mental. Mental, we're not bound by the laws of physics. Mentally, it takes a certain amount of time, even at the speed of light, to go from Earth to the moon. But I can go from Earth to the moon in a tenth of a second, a millimeter of a second, with a thought, boom. Or I can stand on the sun. Now, you said nobody can stand on the sun. It's too hot. Mentally, I can. I'm standing on the sun now, and it's snowing. I can do anything mentally, and so can you. So can anybody. You can daydream yourself anywhere. So now if we couple the daydreaming mechanism with the quantum physics concept, we have quantum jumping. Now, how can we use that? Well, we can go back to a time when you were involved with a choice, what we call a source foundation, the source of all of your, the good things in your life and the source of all of the bad things in your life. The foundation of you, the source foundation, the $20 bill, so to speak. Now, you can go back to that time. Now, you're not going to change a thing that already is. You're not going to change that senator grandson of yours. That you're not going to change. But what you can change is your rhythm. Now, let me get into the rhythm by bringing up another concept and using myself as an example, although I can use any one of 1,000 other people, because we get a plethora of thousands of testimonials that where this has worked for people. A few years back, when I was 78 to me is young. I know to most of the listeners, that's an ancient being. But at the age of 78, I decided I wanted to paint, to be an artist. And I don't know the first thing about it. Nothing. If I were to draw your face, I would draw a circle and it would look like a cartoon. It wouldn't even be as good as a cartoon because I can't draw. So what I did, I know that in one of those myriad of universes, and one of that infinity of universes, I am an artist. I'm a great artist. I'm a lousy artist. I'm a mediocre artist. I'm whatever artist I can imagine. But using my intention, I intend to go to an artist self, a twin self, who's a good artist, but who can't draw. Why? Mm. Why wouldn't I go to one that can draw? There are certain things you can bring back and certain things you can't bring back. You can bring back the rhythm of the individual. You can't bring back the actual talent. But the rhythm is very often enough. And so what I did, I visualized myself as a great artist painting. Now, did I see him painting? No, I couldn't see him painting. He was just painting. I knew that. And using my daydreaming mechanism and one of the quantum jumping concepts, or programs, I should say, I suddenly was in the presence of an artist self of mine.
Wow.
And I imagined I was watching him. Now, I'm not getting the rhythm of the self yet. Okay. When I speak about rhythm, we all have a particular rhythm. You know that from different cities. Different cities have different rhythms. Religions have a different rhythm. Mm-hmm. A man has a different rhythm than a woman. When you walk, you have a rhythm. When you run, you have a different rhythm. You have a rhythm with foods that you like. You have a rhythm with foods that you don't like. And I can get into that in a moment to clarify that. But everybody has a rhythm. Now, my artist self has a particular rhythm that I don't have. If I had it, I'd be an artist. So now I go to that self with a quantum jump, and I watch him. I imagine that I'm watching him. Is it as clear as a movie? Sometimes yes, sometimes no, usually not. And as I'm watching him, I say, I can talk to myself and get an answer, because it's all in my imagination anyway. I can create anything. And so I talk and I say, you know, I'd like to go into your body and merge with you so I can pick up your rhythm. Sure, come ahead. He's always going to tell me to go ahead because it's me.
Wow.
And so I merged with the art itself, and now on that level, I'm doing the painting. Now, I'm only doing that to get the rhythm of that art itself. And then when I come back here, I'm tremendously motivated now to paint something. And so at age 78, I bought some canvases, I bought brushes, I bought some paints, and I started painting. I didn't know what to paint. I started painting flowers, and I copied some people, still not knowing what I'm doing. But all of a sudden, I have this tremendous, tremendous urge to paint. It was because I picked up that rhythm. I was painting every day for 6 months. At the end of 6 months, I had finished 110 canvases I painted.
Wow, 110.
And I put them online. I mean, people can see the canvases. I think you mentioned it last time on bertsart.us. And it's not a commercial thing. You can't go there and buy anything, or you won't even be switched to another site. It's just some of my paintings are there. Some of my paintings are in museums now. And I still don't consider myself an artist, but other people do. So I call myself an artist, because I had that rhythm. The last time I was on the show, I was singing. Another time, I was playing the piano. I don't know how to play the piano, but I don't know how to sing. But with a quantum jump, I all of a sudden turned into a singer, into a pianist. And what really befuddles me is how I became an artist. Now, that's me. Now, you might say, well, that's you, and it's not me. No, it's not you. You may not be interested in art. You may be interested in business. You may be interested in something else. But there is a self of yours that has the talent that you want, that has the success that you want. And by going into that self and bringing back the rhythm of the self, you'll have the attitude, the intention of, let us say, going from a poverty consciousness to a success consciousness. And suddenly, things start coming to you. People that have things, that have a lot of things, they all tell me pretty much the same thing when I ask, how did it happen? They say, it's like taking candy from a baby. It just happens. I always seem to be in the right place at the right time.
Yes.
That's rhythm. And you can acquire that through quantum jumping. And that's what quantum jumping is really all about. When people go to the site that you will be telling them, they're going to see some things that are kind of amazing. And they say, well, how is this possible? I don't know myself. We've been doing this for many years. I still am amazed at some of the success stories that we hear. But they're there. And all that it is, now some people think, well, I can't take my body and physically go to another universe. Well, of course you can't. Nobody's saying you can. But mentally, you can do anything. And any problem that you have, and every solution that you have, and everything in your life is mental. Everything starts mental. Think of a pensive. You're sitting in front of a computer. Well, take your computer as an example. You're sitting here. What, before that thing was a computer, it was a bunch of plastic and metal and parts and everything. Before it was that, it was a drawing on a piece of paper. Everything was a drawing on a piece of paper, including a pencil. Before it was a drawing on a piece of paper, it was some engineer or some draftsman who was sitting in a chair staring at the ceiling thinking, what configuration should that computer be? What configuration should that pencil be? Everything on the physical plane, everything that you can see, everything that you know about was mental before it turned into something physical. Everything. So basically, once we learn how to control our mental processes, we can pretty much control the physical attributes of what that thought is. Everything,
yes.
Everything is mental. There's another thing with respect to quantum jumping. On the physical plane, there really is no now. What do I mean by that?
Okay.
There is no now. There's only a future, which is we don't know, or the past, which is in our memory. And if it's in our memory, somebody else may remember the same event in a different manner. So our memory is strictly a mental thing, what we conceive it to be. But there is no now. Everything that I've just said is already in the past. And if you're remembering what I just said, you're remembering something from the past. It's a flow. There is no now. But in quantum jumping, everything is now. What do I mean by that? Well, if there are an infinity of universes, then every single action that you can think of is in one of those universes. Also, every single time is now. You are prehistoric. You're also futuristic. Whatever you can think of is now. Yesterday is now in a quantum jump. So everything is now. There's no future. There's no past. It's all now. That's a lot of food for thought with that one.
It definitely is. I mean, it's incredible, and we're getting a bunch of questions coming in, and I want to hear from people what skills and alternative selves would you like to create or connect to so that you can bring back the rhythm to create in your life. So I guess in essence, what would you want your life to look like? Send us I want to hear and read some of that. So since we're dealing with like the financial side, and we're going to be talking about some other amazing things like contacting lost relatives and healing past pains, like you talked about that tipping point or that one moment where you sort of changed your destiny and going back and maybe picking up the rhythm of what that new destiny would be. For somebody that has a financial challenge, here's Cindy, who has been diligently studying the law of attraction, meditation, EFT. She's worked to clear blockages she has towards money, but she says, every time I do this, the more I seem to be actually repelling money from me and creating more issues with money. My money situation has not gotten better. It's gotten worse. I'm desperate to change this, and I'm about to start my own side business, and I want to be successful. What is she doing wrong, Bert, and why is she still not attracting wealth, perhaps?
I suspect, only suspect, yes, that she's too emotional about it. Now, I'm going to get on to a very, very important point that nobody addresses. Nobody. When I say nobody, I'm involved with these things. I know what almost everybody's doing. Not everybody. But nobody addresses the emotions. If they do, they address them in the wrong way. What do I mean by that? Let's say there's a great surgeon. And the surgeon's child needs an operation, needs surgery. The great surgeon could be the greatest surgeon in the world. He or she will not operate on her own child. Why? They care too much. They're too emotional. You've heard the old homily, an attorney who defends himself has a fool for a client. Why is that? The same thing. They're too emotional.
Yes.
In other words, if you care too much, you're liable to make a mistake. When I'm healing, and I've taught healing for many, many years, and you've seen some of my healings yourself.
Yes.
Daris, I have to, I've trained myself to where I reach a point where I don't care if I heal or not. I just don't care. Now you might say, well, if you don't care, why are you doing it? Well, my intention is to heal. And I can do anything. It doesn't matter. I'll tear a piece of paper in front of a person's eyes and say heal, and they'll be healed. Why? Because I don't care one way or the other. If they're healed, fine. If they're not healed, I figure, well, it didn't work that time. I never think it didn't work or it doesn't work. It didn't work that time. Nothing works 100% of the time. Nothing works 100% of the time. So you never think that it doesn't work. It just didn't work that time. Why? Chances are because you were too emotional. Now, what was the young lady's name again?
Cindy.
Who we were talking to?
Oh, Cindy. Was her name Cindy?
Okay. Now, Cindy is setting up a business, so she, you know that she desperately wants it to succeed. Now, this gets in the way. I know this flies in the face of a lot of concepts, but Cindy, try to just do the thing. Take the steps. Your intention is to succeed. That goes without saying. How do I strengthen my intention? You don't have to strengthen it. Just to do what you're doing means that you have the intention to succeed. Intent is extremely important, and a lot of people can't understand. How do I strengthen intention? You don't have to strengthen it. Just by doing the things, your intention is there. Now, take the steps that you have developed or that you have conceived of, which I'm assuming that you've already done, without emotions. It's difficult. The hardest thing is to want something desperately and get your emotions out of the way. Just take the steps to do it. But that is one of the prime reasons that people fail, is that they are so emotional about it that it gets in the way of the energies that they're trying to sustain, that the energies they're trying to develop. The more emotional you are, the less likely you are to succeed. Remember the surgeon that won't operate on their child. Why?
Right.
Because they're afraid. They want it so badly. They're afraid to make a mistake. Similar.
Could she go into the quantum and connect with her doppelganger who might be very prosperous in business and bring back that rhythm so that
One of the beauties of quantum jumping is that your emotions are not, they're out of the way. Most people, when they do this, they think, well, this is nonsense. But they do it. I prefer a person like that. Why? Because if you think they're not, it's nonsense, or if you're skeptical about it, you're not emotional about it. But the person that says, oh, I've got to do this. I've got to do this. If I can't do this, if this doesn't, they're the ones that's probably not going to work for. So be skeptical. That's fine. After all, you're going into another universe talking to a twin self of yours. It sounds like it's crazy. But do it. Because you're not emotional about it. So with Cindy, as she wants to start a business, okay, there is a twin self of yours somewhere. There is a doppelganger, if you will. Doppelganger is a German word meaning double walker. So we're using it as a twin self. Go into that twin self that has already succeeded. Visualize that self doing the things that you want to do, but successfully.
Okay.
From an objective point of view, there's two ways to look at this. And the second way is very important. That's the merger. Two ways to look. One is an objective. In other words, you're looking at the object. You're seeing it like you're a fly on the wall. So you see yourself being successful in the business that you want to be successful at. Now, you do this while you're meditating. Why meditation? Meditation is kind of the jumping off stage because meditation concentrates your attention. When you're meditating, you're not thinking about 1,000 different things. You're concentrating on one thing, usually a mantra. But in this case, first you meditate, then you take your jump, and then you visualize yourself as successful, as the fly on the wall, so to speak. And then you merge with the self, and you are being successful. It's you. That's so you get the rhythm. Now you come back to this dimension, you come back to reality, and you go ahead and start doing the thing, but you don't have to be emotional. You've already succeeded. So if you have any problem with the emotions coming in, just remember the quantum jump that you took and the successful you, the you that's already successful. After a while, you get to the point where you can quantum jump while walking down the street. I'll do that sometimes.
You know, I this is incredible because it's not about changing your thought. It's not about changing your energy. It's actually just connecting to the energy of a you that's out there that's already doing what you want to do, and just bringing that back into this reality and experiencing it.
Exactly. So that self has the energy that you want.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, this is a question. We're going to talk about connecting to lost loved ones and a whole bunch of other amazing things, but Shirley's asking a question that I think is pretty profound. She's dealing with, and I don't know if this would work or not, but she says she's dealing with different pains in her body, and she is doing a lot of spiritual work, and she's doing the medical things that she needs to do, obviously, as well, because that's important. But can she find a version of herself that is in good health and then bring back the rhythm of that healthy self and somehow have a better possibility in her vitality and energy and pain management here?
You can. See, once you get the concept, you make up your own processes. But what we have in quantum jumping is a healing pool. We call it the Daisy Pond. Or there are other concepts that we have, but the basic idea is that in one of those universes, remember, it's infinite. So whatever you can imagine is. Infinity is whatever can be imagined. In one of those universes, there is kind of a mystical pool, like the fountain of youth. We call it the spring of wellness. The spring of wellness. What is that? In one of those universes, you have, let's say, a Lourdes spring. You know, there's a spring in Lourdes, and millions of people have gone through it, and a lot of them attest to instant healings. Well, we have one of those, too. It's mental, but it works. It alleviates stress, takes away tension, instant peace, some people report, and pain leaving. So you don't have to see yourself as pain-free. That is not always easy to do. What is easy to do is to imagine yourself in a universe with the spring of wellness. Now, anybody who bathes in the spring is alleviated of pain and whatever suffering. So what you do is you go to your meditation state, and then through the quantum jumping process, you go to the universe. You see, you don't always have to go to a twin self. In this case, you're just going to a universe where everybody is healthy, because the spring is for everybody on that particular planet. And you're all alone there, or you can have other people there. It's up to you, whatever you're comfortable with. And you see the spring, you visualize the spring, and then you go into the spring. You swim in the spring. While you're swimming, you can drink the water from the spring and have fun. The whole thing, the idea is to have fun with this. Everybody daydreams. Everybody daydreams. Some people, they don't like to daydream, but they do anyway because they feel it's a waste of time. When you were a child, you daydreamed all the time. Daydreaming is a tremendously valuable asset and can help if you control it and if you know how to use it in the proper manner. Daydream is normal, normally is recreational. The way we use daydreaming through quantum jumping is not recreational. It can be, but we use it as creational. We take away the RE. When it's recreational, it's fine. You're just having a good time. Suddenly you're the world's greatest basketball player or whatever, or you're an astronaut. Everybody does that. But now suddenly it's creational and it's under your control. That's the big difference. Now you're controlling your daydreams through quantum jumping. So you jump into that pond of water, and you can do it right now. It only takes a second. Here, I'm doing it as I'm talking to you. I'm imagining the pool of wellness, the spring of wellness, and now I'm going into it, and I can do it while I'm talking. Now, I can go underneath the water. You can breathe this water also, and as you breathe it, you can imagine the water going through your entire circulatory system, and it's healing waters. And then when you get out and you open your eyes again, you're totally refreshed. So, Julie, give it a shot. Can't hurt. Mm. Everything that we're doing, you know, it may not help, because it doesn't help 100% of the time, like I said, but it helps enough so that you'll be a giant step ahead. But one thing we know, it can't hurt.
There's so many points to this. This is so deep. I just want to read a few of the things that you've shared with us about some of the things that are possible. You talk about the universal transit point, which shows all of your possible past outcomes in incredible detail. You talk about using your alternative selves as a way to sort of tap into infinite knowledge and find out ideas and possibilities and insights and inventions, business ideas. You talk about the Bhagda Alpha exercise, which is a goal-conquering tool, and so much more, and like the mental redecoration and a lot of these different things that you can do when you go into that field. What about loved ones? What about people that maybe have harmed you in the past? What about forgiveness? What about maybe releasing things that are still holding you back? All of that, Bert, can that be done as well?
The relieving of guilt, let's say. Let me go through one particular thing, because almost everybody has lost a loved one or will at one time in their life or another. And when you lose a loved one, especially a parent, even more so with a child, a sibling, but let's take a parent. Most people will lose a parent at one time or another in their lives. Yeah. And when they're gone, or a wife or a husband, when they're gone, all kinds of guilts come in. Why? Because there's so many things that you wanted to say, but you didn't say. And there were so many things that you wanted to hear, and you didn't hear. What can you do about it? What can you do about it? Let me tell you a little incident that actually happened. I had a class in Tarzana. I do a lot of seminars. I don't anymore, but I've done literally thousands of seminars all over the world. At any rate, I was doing this particular seminar, and one woman comes into the class, and she sits down, and she's just staring. She's like totally out of it. And nobody was sitting next to her because she looked like she was mentally ill. I would talk, and she's just staring. Wouldn't look at me, wasn't looking at anything. She was staring at nothing. And we were about to have a break, and I wanted to tell her to leave because she was disturbing the class. And I said, okay, we're going to have a break now. And she mumbled something. And I said, excuse me, what did you say? And she said, my mother died, just like that. I said, your mother died? She said, yes. I said, no. I said, and just, I don't even know why I asked. I said, when did she die? 2 hours ago. All of a sudden, we realized what was wrong. She was in shock. Her mother had just died. What had happened, I found out later, she lived not far, she lived about a mile away from where the class was. She wakes up in the morning, she goes to tell her mother that she's going to the seminar, and her mother's dead in bed. And she immediately went into shock. And the only thing in her mind was she knew that she had to go somewhere. And she gets in the car. Luckily, she didn't hit anybody. She gets in the car. She drives to the seminar, which was at the Sportsman's Lodge in Van Nuys. And she's sitting there. And everybody in the class realized that she was in shock. And I didn't know what to do, but sometimes I'm inspired to say the right thing. And to get her out of shock, I said to her, you know something? She may not know she's dead, just like that. And she says, huh? What? I says, no. I says, she may not. Why don't you go into your meditation state and just have an intention to go to the spiritual dimension. She'll be there. She's looking around, and talk to her. Tell her that she's passed over to the next phase of existence and that it's okay, and tell her that.
Yeah.
Okay, she says, and she closes her eyes. Nobody says a word for like 5 minutes. I mean, 5 minutes is a long time in a situation like that. And suddenly the woman's eyes open up, and another person comes out of that head. She says, oh, my goodness, what am I doing here? Oh, I'm terribly sorry. She says, I've got to go. I can't. Oh, I've got a million things. You know something? She didn't know she was dead. I spoke with her, and everything is okay. She's fine. I've got to make arrangements. Goodbye. And she left.
Wow.
Well, that took me on a whole nother thing here. I suddenly realized, you know, there is another dimension, and we can reach it mentally.
Yes.
So if a parent has gone, or anybody, a loved one, let's say, let's make it more general. If a loved one has gone, just meditate. Go into your meditation state. Remember, meditation is primarily to focus your attention on one single object so that this minutia of material isn't floating through your brain all the time. So go to your meditation state. Now, your intention is what does it. Your intention is to visit the spiritual plane. How do I get to the spiritual plane? Don't be concerned about that. If you're meditating and your intention is to go to the spiritual plane, you're going to go there. Now, with quantum jumping, we quantum jump into the spiritual as well as the physical. Infinity means everything, including spiritual. So we take a quantum jump into the plane where the parent is. And now we ask for forgiveness, or we give forgiveness. We say the things that we should have said. We take back the things that we didn't want to say, or whatever. You have control. And when you get through, you find your grief is gone because you've done the things that you should have done in the first place, or rather that you think you should have done in the first place. That's how to deal with the death of a loved one. You go and talk. You can talk to that person. Now, you might say, well, how do I know I'm really talking to them? Don't be concerned about that. That's not a question you want to ask. As far as you're concerned, you are.
Yeah. Agreed.
Nobody can prove either way.
Agreed. Yes. You know, it's incredible when I think about the things that we can reverse in our life, because by doing that and reversing the guilt and having that communication, people can let go of things that have been holding them back for years. It might be that incident in first grade where your teacher said something to you, and because of that, you stopped learning or stopped trying. You could go back and you could find that person, connect in the quantum, and let that go, or just explain why that hurt you, and you forgive them, they forgive you, and move on. And, you know, this is revolutionary for people, in addition to going in and picking up the skills and talents and the traits of those people that are you, that are doing the things that you want. I did this years ago, Bert, about 6 years ago. I would, and I don't know if it was quantum jumping, but it was very similar, because I would use a meditative state, and I would hop into an alternative reality where I was doing this, where I was interviewing people, I was getting to connect with people like you and all the amazing guests, and I was living my passion, and I would see that happening, and I would imagine that self going through its day doing all of this while I was doing the things that I didn't want to do. I knew it was there, and I would go connect with it, and I'd watch him, and I'd sit with him, and sometimes I'd jump in his body, and I would, and lo and behold, it was about 2 years later that it all came true. And
you did exactly the same thing.
I was able to do it because of some of the deeper meditation work that I've done for many years and stuff. But I mean, this is how powerful can be. Can we, since I've had experience with some of this, can we maybe give an experience to the group and do some exercise or meditative exercise to really give people an experience? And I want to hear from people after the exercise of where you went to or what you experienced and what came back from this exercise.
Yeah, sure. I can, let's say, take you to a twin self that's, let's say, a counselor who will counsel you in success, to use a very general thing. This will be like a 5 or 10 minute meditation. I call these meditation exercises. Some people call them alpha exercises, which is fine. It's all the same thing. It's releasing all the pressures and all the anxieties and all the constant thoughts that flit through your mind and concentrating on one thing, whatever it is. In this particular instance, just concentrate on my voice. Now, if you're in a car, of course, you don't want to do this unless you pull over to the side of the road. We don't know anybody sitting with their driving while their eyes are closed. But just make yourself comfortable, and we'll begin. Are you ready, Darius? Should I start now?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, all right. We'll start with the 3-to-1 count. So everyone, just find a comfortable position and close your eyes and take a deep breath. And as you exhale, mentally repeat and visualize as best you can the number 3 times. So you go 3, 3, 3. Good. Now take another deep breath. And as you exhale, mentally repeat and visualize the number 2 times. 2, 2, 2. Take another deep breath. And as you exhale, mentally repeat and visualize the number 1 times. To help you to enter an even more relaxed state of mind, more into the meditation state, I'm going to count from 10 to 1. On each descending number, feel yourself going inward, and you will enter a very pleasant, a relaxed level of mind where you'll be able to concentrate fully on one subject. 10, 9, feel going deeper. 8, 7, 6, deeper and deeper. 5, 4, 3, deeper and deeper. 2, 1. Every time you enter this relaxed meditation state, know that you're getting better and better in every way. Whenever you enter this relaxed meditation state, mentally say, every day, in every way, I'm getting better and better. When you say these words, sense yourself improving in all areas of your life. Sense yourself getting better and better. Relax. Imagine now that you're in a small hallway and there's a door in front of you. And now imagine the door slowly opening. And on the other side of that door, in the spiritual dimension, you have an invisible counselor waiting for you. Now the door is open. Greet your counselor. You may see an outline, you may not. But you want advice from your counselor regarding your attitude, regarding success, regarding career. The counselor is telling you a story about a person who hates to wash dishes. The counselor gave advice to that particular person, telling the person not to wash dishes if she hates to, and then asking, what does she love about the kitchen? And the woman replied, I love a sparkling, clean kitchen. And the counselor responded by saying, never do dishes again. The next time you plunge your hands into the water and rinse the dishes clean, imagine that you are sparkling up the kitchen. Change your attitude. Don't wash dishes. sparkle up the kitchen. Life is an attitude. Successful people have an attitude of success. Don't do the things you hate. Do the things you love. If you hate to study, but love to learn, don't study, learn. Some would say that it's the same thing, but how can it be the same when you love one and hate the other? Learn to love by seeing the end result of what it is that you're doing. Change your attitude. Always look to the side wherein the ultimate goal of what you're doing is. Love what you do. And as your loving nature grows, so will your success grow. Relax. And now imagine that you're speaking to your invisible counselor. Speak about attitudes that you have. Ask your counselor for guidance and see what he or she says. Do it now. I will be quiet for just a moment. Relax. Consult your invisible counselor whenever you're doing something that you dislike to see about changing your attitude. And every night while lying in bed, think about the things you did during the day where your invisible counselor could have been of help to you in restoring the proper attitude to you. Attitude is everything. Don't study. Learn. Don't wash dishes. Sparkle up the kitchen. Relax. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 3. At the count of 3, your eyes will open. You'll be wide awake, fully refreshed, considering your attitude toward things. 1, 2, 3. Eyes open, wide awake. Okay, that was kind of a quickie. I hope you all enjoyed that.
Let's hear from what you learned from that exercise, what you experienced. You know, the way your voice modulated and the certainty, you know, when you said, I'm getting better every day, I sort of really took that in. And I had a few worries about some things. I just said, it's okay. I'm getting better and better every day at that. And I feel like that really sunk into my deeper programming. So I thank you, Bert. That was very powerful.
That's a wonderful affirmation. That goes back 100 years to a man named Emil Coué.
Yes.
Every day and every way, I'm getting better and better. And, of course, Jose Silva picked up on it and used it for many, many years. I even wrote a book called Better and Better. It's a wonderful affirmation. I recommend all of you listeners use it every day in every way. I'm getting better and better. Use it a few times every day.
Well, I want to talk about how people can get deeper into the quantum jumping work and go into some of the, you know, because we just covered the basics of, you know, the jumping off point and then connecting to our doppelganger and those other realities. But, you know, I know there's so much more here. This goes into just realms we can't even imagine. What are some of the, and I want to talk about that in a moment, but what are some of the things that people get when they quantum jump? Insights, starting a new business, a new relationship, maybe attracting the love of their life by maybe possibly being in the rhythm of that person, of what that person would want. I mean, are these all things that can be tapped into through this?
All of the above and 100 times more. Mm-hmm. You can use it constantly and for just about anything. Once you get the concept and once you allow yourself to go, and once you reach the point where you really don't care, in other words, you get those emotions out of the way, you begin to quantum jump for any time there's a twist in the road, let me put it another way, any time there's a choice to be made. Suddenly
right.
you the consequences of each choice. When choices create consequences, and the consequences are what create problems or solutions. Consequences can be wonderful things or they can be terrible things. But usually when we have a choice to make, people do not consider consequences. And the consequence of your choice is very, very important. Quantum jumping helps you to consider consequences because you can jump to somebody, to a twin self who's made that particular choice. Then you can jump to a twin self who's made the opposite choice. You can jump to a twin mm-hmm. self who hasn't made any choice and see how it all came out.
And you're, see you're what each choice could do. Yeah, so you could, I see exactly what you're saying. So we could basically, it almost reminds me of Back to the Future where, you know, one thing happens and then history changes and we could quantum jump into that space and see what that's like. We're getting a flood of people, Bert. I just want to read some things here. And okay. I'll start from the beginning here. Linda said, in a live event, Bert healed me with a paper-tearing technique of a pain that was in my shoulder for 40 years. Great stuff. So I don't know if you remember her. She's from Seattle, and you helped her remove a pain that she had for 40 years at a live event.
Yeah, well, I've done so much of those things. Like I said, it's, for 40 years, there's been thousands of them. Yes,
oh my God.
I don't, you know, people, they explain what this is and you have to do that. I've been doing it for 40 years. I still don't know what I'm doing. But I know that it works. And so I just do it.
And that's sometimes the best thing. Jules did the exercise. She said, that was awesome. My message was to love and love where I am now and just breathe. And she says, I have quantum jumping as a program. I totally love it. I highly recommend it. Gail from Turlock said, I got an answer from the counselor during the exercise regarding taking care of everyone. She said that instead I should be helping those so they can help themselves. Instead of trying to take care, help them help themselves. That's a key distinction.
Teach them how to fish.
A huge one. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. And she's also going to be using quantum jumping to communicate with her daughter, wow, who passed away 2 years ago. Oh, okay. I really would love her to do that. Yes. So
very important.
Yeah. Marissa said, I have a new sense of peace and renewed optimism. She's extremely happy. We have David who said, the message was to be more playful in my life, that would help me and not be trying to control. And Christine's asking a question. Maybe we can get this one really quick. And then a lot of people are asking about how do they go deeper into quantum jumping. But maybe a real quick one from Christine. She's asking, Bert, do you believe that you are the doer or are you the instrument?
The instrument.
Yeah.
But I have to do it to be the instrument.
Yeah, yeah. The universe is there.
When you know, but then again, I would have to ask her to define what she means by, because I may be answering it in a manner that I understand the question. I do things, first of all, I feel that intention above all else is the precursor to success, especially in healing. You mentioned I think it was Linda who said that she was involved with the healing where I tore a piece of paper in half. And some of your listeners may be wondering, what are you talking about tearing a piece of paper in half? The point of the tearing the piece of paper in half is that I was showing people it doesn't matter what you do. As long as your intention is to heal, you can tear a piece of paper in half, you can break a pencil, you can tap them on the top of the head, you can use the chakras, you can use acupressure. How do you use acupressure if you don't know where the points are? Because it doesn't matter. You can press anywhere as long as your intention is to heal. If your intention is to heal the shoulder and you press the right shoulder and you press the left thumb, you get a healing. What if you press the right thumb? well, you'll still get a healing. Doesn't matter what you do. That's the point. As long as your intention is to heal. Now, that kind of flies in the face of other healers, but why should it? They heal. Of course they heal. Whatever they're doing, they're going to heal. That's what I just said. Okay? Once you understand that, you understand a lot.
You understand a lot. Well, I want people to be able to get into this. This is pretty astounding. Go ahead, Bert.
So, knowing how I feel about that, so you answer the question. Am I the doer or am I the instrument? I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe both.
Maybe both. Maybe both. Maybe the facilitator.
For instance, say, by meaning, am I the doer, are you saying, are you the only one that can do that? Well, no. I'm telling anybody can do it. Anybody can do it. But you got to get your emotions out of the way. And most people, the first time they do it, they can't get their emotions out of the way. The most successful people are the skeptics. Oh, this is crazy, but let me do it anyway. And then they're surprised when it works.
And I love that about you, because part of what you do is really really helping people to get those same tools and get that power, because it's kind of what we do here. I mean, I believe everybody has some gift, everybody has some healing potential, and there's a matrix that we can tap into. When we learn how to do that, we can do amazing things for other people on the planet.
And there's nothing wrong with somebody telling you, hey, that's crazy. The only way that you can heal is by doing this and this and this, and that's it. I found that that's the only way. And you do that and it works. And you think, well, yeah, I guess that is the only way. It's the only way for them.
It's the only way for them. Mm-hmm.
But everything works.
Well, let's talk about how people can go deeper into quantum jumping and do some of these things. I know you've done an incredible thing for us. We've got a 60% off the quantum jumping package. And I don't actually remember it even being this affordable last time we were here. You've got a $67 silver package, $67 gold package for $97, and if you want to get the physical product, that's also $97. I've never seen a price like this that I remember for this. I thought it was much more. This is absolutely astounding. Bert, I'm going to tell people the page, and then let's talk about what's in here, because this is an awful lot of value. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/Bert, B-U-R-T. That's uwealth, Y-O-U, wealthrevolution.com/Bert, B-U-R-T. Bert, what's in here? And maybe let's go through some of the pieces, because this is, first, one of the coolest pages I've ever seen, with tons of great information and insights as well.
Well, there's eight modules. No, what am I talking about? There are...
It looks like
we
seven,
say
no,
CDs.
19.
I hesitate when I say CD, because a lot of people just get it digitally and there are no CDs. We're so used to saying CDs, but there's like 25 different modules. Each module has something very important to say. As an example, techniques. I'm not going to say one thing is more important than another, because everything is important. When I talk, as an example, in quantum jumping about relationships, to understand a relationship is everything. If I have one thing going for me, it's the fact that I simplify complicated concepts. To simplify relationships, a relationship based on needs, an understanding of relationship is an understanding of need. In other words, all relationships are based on needs. The stronger the need that's filled, the better the relationship. So if a person on a scale of 1 to 10 has a need that's a 10, and the other person in the relationship is filling that need, they've got a wonderful relationship. Of course, it's mutual. You have needs also. when people tell me they're going to talk about their relationship, I say, don't talk about your relationship. Talk about your needs. What do you mean? I mean, you need certain things. Is your partner in the relationship filling those needs? Well, I don't know. Well, you have to communicate then. But you can't communicate if you talk about relationships because it's an abstract word, whereas needs is concrete, and you can discuss it. I mean, we pick up, we do so many other things besides what we're talking about. The Bhaga, as an example, is an exercise where you take your tongue and touch it to the roof of your mouth. And what you're doing, you're telling your mind to come to attention. And it gets you silly things almost. You begin to expect things that you didn't expect before when you use a Bhaga. You begin to expect, let's say, a good seat at a restaurant. You begin to expect parking places when you're going somewhere. If I'm going somewhere with my friends and we don't have a parking place, somebody will invariably say, Bert, you didn't use the Bhaga. And I say, oh, I forgot. Let me do it now. And I'll cut my tongue. It sounds silly. It sounds ridiculous, but it works. Does it work all the time? Nothing works all the time. But it works enough of the time that I expect a parking place right in front of where I'm going. I don't care how busy the place is. Now, it's silly, but we use the Bhaga for other things also. We use it for health. We use it for helping to go to the meditation state. Then we go into something called dwaddles, which is very difficult to even explain. One of the reasons that it's difficult for a person to heal themselves is because they care too much. The hardest people for you to heal are the people you love the most. Because, once again, your emotions get in the way. So I've developed something called the dwaddle, which is kind of a stick figure drawing. And when you do it, you transfer the energy of the healing into an inert substance, in this case, a piece of paper with a drawing on it. You don't have to be an artist. Matter of fact, you're better off if you're not an artist. You can draw it circles or whatever. It's your drawing. You put the healing energy into that, and now you can draw it back. It's kind of like positive, positive, negative, negative. You take a magnet and put the positive field with the positive field, and it's going to bounce back. You put the negative field with the negative field, it's going to bounce back. You put the positive with the negative, you get communication, adherence. Well, that's it. When you're trying to heal yourself, it's positive, positive. It won't work. Or negative, negative, it won't work. It's difficult for it to work. But if you take the energy and put it into a dwaddle, which is an inert substance, now you're getting away from yourself and you can draw the energy back. That's part of it. I mean, I could be talking for another hour about what we've got. The price that you mentioned is really ridiculous. I told my marketing people, put it as low as you can, as absolutely low as you can. And on top of that, I tell them, I want an absolute money-back guarantee. I don't want anybody using this. If it doesn't work for them, or if they don't like my voice, or if they don't like the program, let them answer their money back, and no questions, give it to them. And that's the way we've worked for 4 years.
Well, I know last time we had very few people doing that, and it was much higher. So this is really, I just want to thank you for doing that for us. I know we really asked for a great deal for everybody here, and you did it. You delivered, as you always do, and this time even more so. Can I ask a question? You know, you talk about in the program how to go in and do the alpha rewind exercise. I hope I'm saying that right. I guess we can't go through that, obviously, but what is that basically when we do an alpha rewind?
Well, the rewind has to do with the Bhaga, with the touching the tongue top of your mouth. Very often you'll do something or you'll say something to someone and you wish you hadn't done it. Later on.
So
you rewind it by going back over the incident. Usually I like people, when I'm training people to do this, I like them to do this at night, to lie in bed at night and think about it. Everybody does silly things during the day that they wish they hadn't done. Oh, what did I do? Why did I do that? And instead of stewing about it, you think about it every night and think, how many silly things, how many stupid things did I do today? And you go over each one of them and you rewind it by doing it mentally, doing it the way that you should have done, or take a quantum jump into a self that did it the other way. Now, when you do that, the first time you do that, most people find they've done four or five stupid things during the day, and they rewind them. But you have to do this every day, every night, and do it the next day. And after they've been doing this a week, they find that they've only done one or two silly things that day. And eventually they're going to reach a point where they're laying in bed and thinking, how many stupid things did I do today? And they'll discover something very, very important. They didn't do any silly things that day. That's the way the rewind works. At first, you've got a load of things that you want to rewind because you wish you'd have done them differently. But after you do this for a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, eventually you reach a point by doing it every day, you find that you stop doing those silly things. Because before you do them during the day, you realize subconsciously that, hey, I'm going to rewind this later on. Let me do it now. And you don't do it. And you make other choices. And suddenly you find that you're making the right choices more and more. You say this thing is worth whatever. I forget what we're charging, 87 or 67, whatever.
90, yeah.
If it was $6,700, it would be a good buy.
But I only
want happy money, so we make it as little as possible. Some people won't buy it because it's too cheap. They think, well, it can't be good if it's that. Because I have charged I charge so much money when I do one-on-one.
Yes.
But I've had seminars where we charge $3,000, and you're not getting any more than you're getting on this. I mean, you're getting to see me personally. Big deal. This way you're hearing me. What's the difference?
Right, right. And they're getting to hear this again and again, whereas the seminar, once you say it, unless they have the recording, it's gone. So this is quite different. What is, really quick, because this is another fascinating thing, there's so much juice in here and so many different, I almost want to call them cocktails to being in the quantum and creating your dream life and rearranging reality. And this one, the mental redecoration alpha exercise, what is that exactly?
The alpha exercise is meditation.
Okay.
So when you redecorate, you're concentrating your attention on one thing. Let's take a decorator. A decorator who goes into your house with two burly guys and says, I don't like the couch over there. Take the couch and put it over there and put the table over there. And they move it around. And they do this a dozen times. A lot of decorators do it that way. I now take a decorator who's learned how to do it through a mental decoration, so to speak, mentally. They can stand in the middle of the room and close their eyes and visualize the couch over there. No, I don't like it there. Now they visualize it on the south side. No, I don't like it there. Then they visualize it on the north side. In other words, they do the same thing mentally. Well, that's redecorating. That's redecoration, rather, redecoration. Now, you can redecorate. Your whole life is filled with decorations. And by using your mind before you do the thing, you can see all the different aspects of it and choose the one that suits you best. Does that explain it somewhat?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, I think that's so powerful. I think people really begin to take control of the mental side and be able to really recreate different realities, quantum jump into different realities where there are those parts of us that are there, that rhythm of us is there, that rhythm of whatever we want to create is there. And they don't need to change anything, they just need to bring that rhythm back. And that's exactly what I did years ago in my own way, and this is what quantum jumping is about. And so I just want to say this is such an incredible way to reconstruct your reality that so few people know. I mean, if everybody on the planet knew how to do this and did it for good, I mean, imagine the changes that could happen on Earth. It boggles my mind.
We'd have a different world. We'd have a better world.
Yeah, we would.
A better and better world.
Well, Bert, I'm gonna, yes.
Go ahead.
I was going to tell people again, we got a question from Marie who's saying, what page was that again? It's uwealthrevolution.com/Bert, B-U-R-T, uwealthrevolution.com/Bert. Sometimes we get so excited, I forget to mention the page a few times. Bert, any final words for people here who are really wanting to change their life, really wanting to make a difference, really wondering, okay, do I, you know, do what Bert's doing, or do I do what the other teacher's doing? I mean, who is this for? And any final words for the group here today?
Well, the you know, I dislike getting commercial. That's not my thing. But there's so much in this, and it's so reasonable right now. And as I say, we are offering a total money-back guarantee that anything that I can tell you is multiplied a thousandfold in the material itself. Go to the material and go through it and listen. You don't have to listen from beginning to end right off the bat, but I think you'll find, just listening, you'll find something, you'll find a pearl in every single module. And just listen to it. They're all short. They're not long. I keep everything simple. I hate it when somebody comes up and lectures and they say something like, in promulgating esoteric cogitations, you must beware of platitudinous ponderosities. And everybody looks and says, wow, isn't he marvelous? And nobody understood a word he said. And what I just said was, be brief, actually.
Yeah.
I like to simplify things, and I keep them as simple as possible. So my last word is, go through this. Take it. Everybody can scrape together that 60, whatever. How much is it again? I don't even know myself.
Well, we've got a $67 option, which I think is, there's three choices for people. There's 67, which is everything. It's just digital. And then there's the physical, which is the $97. But then if you want the physical and the digital, it's $97 too. So it's, you know, it's pretty awesome. That third choice I get a kick out of, because you actually get everything, physical and digital. So you can have it at home and share with your friends and family and your kids. And it's not just on your computer.
And the reason we wanted it that way is because a lot of people, they want the physical because it's a beautiful package, it's a good-looking package.
Yeah.
They want the physical, but they want to know right now. They don't want to wait 2 or 3 days or however long it takes. And so we let them, okay, in the meantime, you want to listen to it? Here it is. And then when you get the digital, we have people who bought the both of them, and they put the physical package on the shelf, and they never even open it up because they're involved with the digital. But it's there. So
exactly.
And just do it. Gosh, it could be the best, and it's really an investment. It's not an expenditure, because it's an investment in your life. But I think it's going to be the best investment anyone ever made.
You know, I know through your story it changed your life. Maybe in the last minute or two, you could just tell us how it changed your life.
Me personally?
Yeah, yeah. I'd love to hear.
Well, it allowed me to understand that we are mental beings and that we have control. It allowed me to, I'll tell you one incident. Now, I tell this story sometimes that it happened to somebody else because it seems to fit the situation, but it actually happened to me. This is just one incident, but my whole life is like this. I had bought a new car. This is some years ago. And I was talking to a group of people during a seminar about love and how love is a positive viewpoint and et cetera. And we go out to the car, and somebody bumped into the car and put a big dent in the fender and drove off. It's a brand new car. It still had paper license plates. It was like a week old. And I was with four people, and they look at me, and they're smiling. Because they're waiting for me to blow up because a big dent in the fender, brand new car, holy mackerel. So I took a look at it. Now, the first thing that you normally do, you get excited, you get angry, you get mad, you start cursing the no-good lowlife who did that to you. I looked at it, and immediately, this business that we're talking about, quantum jumping and everything else, and laying in bed at night and thinking about the consequences, this is what does to me. This is what it did for me. I looked at the fender, and I thought, I wonder how much it's going to cost to fix that. And I told the group, you know, there's a body and fender shop down the street. Let's go there. I want to see how much it costs to fix. You're not going to fix now. No, no. I just want to see how much it costs. So we went, we drove down the street, and I got a price of $500 to fix the dented fender. And I immediately thought, okay. And I said to the group I was with, I said, okay, $500. I got to make three times that in the next 2 months. So I've got to make $1,500 apart from what I normally do. It's got to be something that I'm going to create. Now, what did I do that for? Did it mean that I started an energy to make $1,500? No, that wasn't the point at all. The point is that now every time I looked at the dented fender, instead of thinking about that no good son of a gun who put a dent, instead of thinking that and aggravating myself, I'm looking at the fender and I'm thinking, $1,500, how the heck can I make $1,500? And I thought and thought and thought and thought. Every time I looked at the fender, I didn't want to get it fixed until I got the $1,500. And suddenly it came to me. About a week or so later, it came to me. I'm going to start a new seminar. I'll call it Supermind. And that's how Supermind, which is another seminar that I do, got started. The point that I'm making is, you know, you hear about if somebody gives you a lemon, make lemonade, but this is different. This is the same concept, but it shows you how to really create things. So when something of a negative nature happened, I always say, how can I make the best of that? And I think of exactly. Something concrete that I can do. How can I make $1,500? Eventually I did. Matter of fact, I made a whole lot more from that dented fender.
So when something, I would say that might have been the most profitable dented fender in the history of the world.
it really was. When you consider that mine turned out to be one of my best seminars, and I did it for all over the world for about 5 years.
I love it. There might be a book in that. Whatever it is, the $100,000 or whatever price dented vendor, and how you could, do it.
$100,000, right.
Probably much more than that, but just throwing a number. Well, Bert, thank you so much for being here. We always had fun, and we had so many people respond to that amazing meditation. Angela said, my counselor told me to see the beauty in everything, and she also says that she felt, I think, either a pain release or something in the back of her neck. So, or maybe she felt something come in the back of her neck. But people have experienced some incredible things. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for sharing. And thank you for doing everything you do.
Thank you very much, Eric. We'll do it again sometime.
Absolutely. We may very well want to have you back like we did and do some question and answers as well and help people get more information based on what they need.
Okay. Well, thank you for having
me.
Everyone listening, have a wonderful, wonderful day. I'm throwing some energy, good energy for you right now, right through the phone, right through your computer.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And everyone, let's do this. Let's send Bert some great love energy on the count of three. 1, 2, 3.
Great. Thank you. Thank you all.